About a week ago, we told you about a new app. What is the name of this app? Or it's a website.
Do Not Pay.
Yeah, donotpay.com or Do Not Pay app. And basically, it's a robot lawyer.
Yeah.
And the guy who invented it was going to go to court and actually use this app to help defend someone, just to kind of test it out, like on a traffic ticket case.
Yeah.
And apparently, he found out that the people that he'd be putting out of business, unfortunately, are lawyers.
Oh, yeah. All of these different estate bar associations started contacting him, threatening him with a lawsuit and 6 months of jail.
Yeah, here's the guy who invented the app.
And I feel like they feel threatened by this experiment. If the AI was to win, and we believe it was going to win, it would have encouraged courts to loosen the rules, and that's the last thing they want. I underestimated the persistence of the greedy lawyers.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The one people you want to put out of business, their whole job is to sue people. So, it, you know, you have that before you start. How did you not see it coming? But
wow.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. And you kind of delved into this a little bit. And this app uses artificial intelligence, or AI. And it already does a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was already doing a lot of stuff. In fact, this is a multi-million dollar company.
Yeah.
That they've already, you know, raised over $27 million from different firms. And there's a lot of people interested. Microsoft is interested in buying this. Because this actually can... Some of the crazy stuff it does, it says emotional support animal, so it'll fight to, you know, claim your emotional support animal.
Okay, so when you want to bring the emotional support emu on the plane, it'll fight for that. I wouldn't have started with that one.
I'm just saying how crazy it is. But it will file for bankruptcy for you, file a police report, find discounts, find lost items, find dental care. For you, free dental care, free fast food, free raffle tickets. That's the crazy part.
Okay.
And then it does concert ticket scams. I'm not sure what that is. Like, it connects you with an inmate. This is all listed on their website.
But also, it also does things you were telling me can, like, help file wills and all this other stuff.
Create power of attorney, divorce certificates, dispute traffic tickets, dispute seatbelt tickets, get a hunting license.
Write legal type emails to people.
Car registration renewal. Cancel your timeshare.
Wow.
Yes.
That's hard to
break your lease. Appeal speeding tickets. Annul your marriage.
Annul your marriage through this app?
Yes.
And it acts like it tells you what to say, write, and do.
Yes.
It's basically, so it acts like a law. Like if you had an advice from a lawyer, this app is giving you legal advice.
Yes, it does. I mean, the list is overwhelming. And you can actually, I try to go through this. If you go to donotpay.com, you put in your email or your phone number, and then it's going to ask you if you want to pay.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean,
of course, it's not a free service.
No, it's a subscription. It's like $36 every 2 months.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I wonder if it does all this.
Yeah, well, here's the interesting thing,
too. Inflation pay request.
Oh, wow. Kind of like negotiate your salary
with your boss.
Yeah. I saw Mark Cuban the other day talking about AI, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. He says of the 10 biggest companies in the U.S., 9 of them are developing AI, and one is another company. It's Berkshire Hathaway, the Warren Buffett company. But the other 9 are all developing AI. He says, you don't understand how this is going to, you know, everybody's going to be using this in 10 years. It's not unlike you use a calculator now. If I were told you, hey, what's 75 times 200? You would probably, instead of writing it down on a piece of paper, doing long, you know, long multiplication, use a calculator. And that's what this is kind of like, in a way.
No, yeah. Obviously, it's doing all of this for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible the stuff that it's capable of doing that I kind of want to sign up to see how it actually works. You know?
Well, yesterday I actually saw another one of these AI apps called ChatGPT had passed the bar exam and also passed a medical exam. To be licensed as a doctor. Now, they were just doing it as an experiment to show how AI is advanced.
Well, yeah.
But it's coming.
I see. I saw about that ChatGPT. It says it's a high school student right now that they're sending to law school to try to develop it even more.
Oh, well, I've heard that there's a lot of like college students who use this on their phone while taking exams.
And then what happens afterwards? So what does that doctor that used the ChatGPT do?
He goes to the app to find out how to treat your liver.
Oh, no!
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.